Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. And today we want to continue some thoughts in the story of Samson. He's one of the judges that God raised up to deliver God's people from their enemies. And the current enemy of the people of God was the Philistines. In a previous program, we commented that Samson was a man of great strength and power, and God's Spirit came upon him and enabled him to overcome odds that just seemed amazing, that he could defeat so many people, but he did. But in all those victories, there was a clear weakness. And we find in chapter 16 that there's a particular lady in his life now called Delilah. Delilah, presumably, was a very attractive woman, and very much enjoyed the relationship with her, but she kept on nagging him, really, concerning, what's the secret of your strength? And he does not give in easily, but she persists and persists and persists, and in the end, he says, look, this is what is going on. No razor has ever been used on my head. I've been a Nazarite, dedicated to God from my mother's womb. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man. Delilah, sadly for Samson, is in league with the Philistines, and they're the ones who've been pressing her to try and get the secret of Samson's strength. And now that he has told her what the secret is, then his head is shaved. He wakes from sleep and he wants to go out and kill the Philistines as before. But his strength is gone. His eyes are gouged out and he's taken to prison, where he's strapped up to some mill mechanism for grinding grain. And while he's in the prison, he really is humbled. It's not just because of the way the Philistines are treating him. He is really, really sorry that this cutting of the hair is far deeper than a haircut. It's actually breaking the vow, breaking the promise. I wonder if you're listening to this program today and maybe you've made promises to God. Maybe you've made declarations of what you'll do. And for whatever reason, you've given up. You've not done what you said. You've broken your promise in some way or other. Well, God has mercy. But sometimes the implications of our actions, he will not take away. He'll give us peace, he'll give us forgiveness. But if you have conceived a child with someone, the child will be born, the child will be there. There will be a constant reminder of your sin as you had that child outside of marriage, for example. And Samson, he is blinded and he is in this prison because of his sin. God won't change that, but God will give Samson one more victory. He stands between two pillars, guided there, and he just has that awareness, not just that his hair is growing, but God is restoring his strength. And it's in that moment that he cries to God and he says, Lord, let me die with the Philistines. And he pushes the pillars that he's standing between with such an enormous act of strength that they fall down and the temple collapses. And he killed many more when he died than while he lived. There was a great victory, but it comes at the expense of his own life. God is calling us to be very wise in our actions and very measured in our commitment to him. He may well give us victories even in our place of sin, but judgment will not go away. We need to be responsible before God. Well, let's listen to some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me and we'll reflect again on this victory and yet sadness at the end of the life of Samson.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the closing scenes of the life of Samson, as we see in Judges chapter 16. We spoke last time, Richard, when we were talking about the earlier life of Samson, about this weakness that he had. In his case, it was a weakness for women, and it proved to be his downfall. When he had this episode with Delilah and lost his strength, did God leave him, do you think? Was he abandoned by God at that point?
I think it's quite a strong thing to say he was abandoned, but I think that he lost the ability to do what God had called him to do. And there are times in ministry where people can fall into sin, and they will find that the anointing, the power of God, is not there. It doesn't mean that God doesn't love them and that he's not willing to draw them back. But you cannot carry on as if nothing's happened. If sin has taken place, it will have its impact.
But it seems at the end that, you know, God almost pulls victory out of defeat here. Samson was going to die, but he does have a victory against the Philistines. Is that typical of the kind of thing that God can do?
Certainly typical of what God can do. It doesn't always happen in quite the way it happened here. I guess that we have to kind of sense the real challenge of the Philistines. They, even today, there's a colloquial, "you Philistine," as if they were the worst people on earth. They weren't necessarily the worst people on earth, but there was something about their ways, something about their habits, and of course their worship, that was a great affront to a righteous, holy God. And therefore, if Samson had been raised up to defeat the Philistines, the desire to defeat the Philistines would not have left the heart of God. And he's prepared to use even this rather careless and sinful man to bring about his purposes. He'll still do it. A great, great victory is won. God hates sin, but loves sinners.
So what then can we draw at the end of the day from the life and the experience of Samson? What are the lessons for us today, do you think?
I think the key thing in the story is when Samson has sinned, he's let loose the idea of why he's strong, told about the secret of his hair and so on. And it's very interesting that when he gets up after Delilah's cut his hair, he's kind of, life goes on. The Philistines are around, I'll just beat them up like before. I think the lesson to learn primarily from the story of Samson is that we must not be in delusion. How easy it is to think that God is with you and yet overlook maybe sins, attitudes, actions that are displeasing to God. The Bible says you reap what you sow, and that's exactly what Samson did. The Bible says you have a name that you live, but you're dead. Well, Samson thought he was alive in God, and he found that he'd really turned away. Must be cautious. We must be wise, and we must never think, I'll never do that. Samson did it, we could do it. We need to be careful.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.